Hello and welcome back to the Becoming Mom and Dad podcast.
I'm Skylar and I'm with my wife Kaylee.
Yeah.
And we are on episode we're on. And,
Gemma's here too.
And Gemma's here and she's 2 months old.
Yes.
So hello. And welcome to our podcast. We have officially reached the 2-month/9-week mark of Gemma's life. I don't know if it's better to go by weeks or months now that she's 2 months old, but I feel like people still use weeks because there's such a developmental difference in the early weeks of life. So I guess we'll just keep telling you how many weeks old she is too. But I do feel like there's a cutoff. I don't think you go around saying your baby's 36 weeks old. So maybe after she hits a few months old, we'll just start going by the months. Who knows? But for right now, she's 2 months and 9 weeks old.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of changes in the last week. She did go to her 2-month checkup, which went well.
Yes, so we got there, and the first thing they did was they made me fill out the mental health questionnaire again because they make you fill it out for postpartum, like depression and stuff, and I took it the first time we went to the doctor at like 1 week postpartum, and I was not feeling super great at that point, which we talked about, but I felt more confident filling it out this time around, just because I feel a lot better since then. So
it was funny because like there was one question and it was like, how often do you cry? And it's like Kaylee just kind of cries in general, not related to postpartum.
I just kind of be crying. Like I cried this week because I got a new hoodie in the mail and it got a stain on it within an hour of wearing it. I was pretty pissed. So I did be crying about that. I'm just a crier. If you know me, I just be crying. So it is what it is. But I did answer that question truthfully, but I felt better about the rest of the question. So.
The appointment went well. Gemma was in the 87th percentile in height.
Yeah, and I think that means she's going to be tall.
Yeah,
she's going to be towering over us one day because both of us are short. I'm only 5'2", and you're how tall?
Like 5'6", or 5'7", or 5'8". I think my driver's license says 5'8", but I definitely
You're definitely like 5'6". You're definitely not 5'8". But Gemma might be 5'8" one day.
It was funny because I got my hair cut this week, and I was telling my hairdresser will like ask about how Gemma's doing because she's, you know, been there hearing me talk about the whole thing since when Kaylee was pregnant and all that. And I told her about her being in the 87th for height, and she was like, oh, She's like, is there anyone like super tall in your family? And I was like, well, I was like, my father-in-law is like giant.
My dad's 6'4", so I think he's 6'4", maybe 6'2", I don't know, somewhere around there. 6'2 to 6'4". But I hope to God Gemma is not 6'2". That would be crazy.
And it was nice because then she said, I was like, yeah, like me and my wife are so short. And she was like, what? She was like, I think you're like a good height. And I was like, oh, sweet.
That was someone her being nice to you.
Someone's nice to me.
That was literally her boosting her ego, dude.
Yeah. Actually, I don't mind. I don't like.
She said, I think you're a good height.
I got over my height thing like in high school. Like I don't really care like about.
It's like cool now to be a short kid. Yeah. Though. So it's like fine.
So if anyone's listening and you're young and you're short, it's okay because one day you're not going to care about being short because it really doesn't matter.
Now, if you're young, you probably shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I hate people have young babies.
I guess that's true. I mean, go off. We support you. But anyways.
And then,
she's also in the 42nd percentile for weight. So, which sounded kind of scary. I'm like, oh my God, she's like not gaining enough weight. But actually at birth, she was in the 30th percentile. Which kind of makes sense because we've talked about this. I didn't gain a lot of weight during pregnancy, so it kind of makes sense that she was kind of small.
And she's not a big chunkster.
She's not really chunky yet. Her arms are still kind of skinny, and her legs are still kind of skinny. So it is what it is. But she's gaining weight good. She weighed 10 pounds and 9 ounces there, so she's gained 2 pounds and 4 ounces since we took her the last time.
Yeah,
so,
and I mean the pediatrician or
said
assistant.
She's growing good.
Yeah, she wasn't like it wasn't like it was concerning or anything. She said that
she's
was good.
Grown 12%, so that's doing really good. And I guess we can talk a little bit about the milestones she's reached because that was kind of what they asked us about to kind of track her development. So they asked us questions and they basically were like, does she lift her head up during tummy time, which was a yes. And then they said, does she track objects with her eyes, which was a yes. And then it was like, does she smile intentionally? Does she track people walking around? Does she track toys with her eyes? Does she stare at toys for like extended periods of time? Does she move her arms and legs more freely? And all the answers to those were yes. So they said that she was developing really well. I think I've determined that her eyes are just still gray. I don't think she's really decided that she has blue or brown eyes yet, because they just be looking gray all the time. Like, they don't really look blue. They just look an in-between color. So I guess we'll find that out eventually. But they didn't really do anything else other than, like, check her. They did put her on her tummy to, like, check her back and stuff. They checked her lungs because, like, we had talked about how she's been kind of congested sounding, but that's apparently totally normal. So your babies can sound congested, and it's because, they said it's because their mouths and their lungs are so close together and the airways are so small. Like, if you hear them breathing, like, the rattling that comes from their nose sometimes from being congested, you can feel it in their back, but it does not mean that there's stuff in their lungs. So that was kind of good to know. They just said babies can just sound congested all the time. And they also mentioned, like, that her spitting up is normal. The only time to be worried or think she might have reflux is if she's fussy when she eats, which she's not. And then...
Yeah, they said... They asked if she had, like, a... I think she had a happy spit up where, like, yeah, they just kind of... She just sits there and she's just going to, like, go... Bah, and, like, it's not, and like, a fussiness, like, or anything. Crying. Yeah, it's just, like, she just casually... leaks milk out of her mouth.
Yeah, but that's kind of what she does, so they weren't worried about that. And then I think the only other thing we asked them was, like, I don't think we really asked them about anything else. Like, she's sleeping good. They said they were impressed with how much she's sleeping so that, like, during the night, so that was really good. We did talk about how soon she's gonna have to come out of the swaddle because she'll probably start rolling over. They said sometime in the next 2 months she'll start to roll over, and at that point we have to let her arms be free when she is sleeping. So we'll have to transition out of that. And then they also gave her shots, which that was a whole experience. They basically laid her on the table. I couldn't, like, hold her or anything or, like, really touch her, but they had her on the table and they pulled her booty kind of, like, toward the edge, and then they folded her legs down on the side of it and, like, kind of pushed their bodies up against her legs to kind of hold them down. And then they, like, gave her the shots in her thighs, and I mean, she screamed so loud.
Yeah, it was probably one of the
so bad.
It was probably one of the top, like, probably one of the loudest I've heard her be before.
I felt so bad for her, and of course, you know, as soon as they're done, they gave her back to me, and I calmed her down, and she was okay after that. But
and she didn't have any, like, they said that she could have, that it was possible she could develop a fever or be more fussy, but. I mean, honestly, yeah, she was fine.
She slept a whole lot more for, like, the next 48 hours. Like, her naps were longer. Normally, she would wake up on her own around the two-hour nap mark, and I was literally having to get her up after, like, 2.5 to 3 hours, which was fine. I mean, she's just sleeping more. It didn't really bother me, so.
Yeah.
But she did really good, and she took it like a little champ, so. Her legs aren't even really sore. I've pushed on them, and she hasn't cried or anything, so that's really good. Hopefully that means everything went well with it and she took to the vaccine
pretty well. One was an oral. One was an oral vaccine.
Yeah, they just gave it to her mouth and she was slurping that shit up. She was like, like, they just kind of, like, pushed it into her mouth and, like, squeezed a little tube and it went in there and she liked it. They said it tastes good. So, I mean, she was just eating it. But yeah, so we had the doctor's appointment and then we went home and she's been kind of more playing with her toys, I guess. We got her one of those little, like, Fisher-Price, like, kick pianos, like, that they can kick with her feet, and she's really into that, and sometimes we'll lay her on her side and let her just watch the piano sing songs and all that, which she does like that, too. And I've noticed she'll, like, more instantly start smiling when she hears a voice or, like, sees a person she recognizes. Like, this morning I went into her room and I was just talking to her before I even approached the crib. And by the time I got to the crib, she was already smiling. Like, she was like, oh my God, that's my mom. So that was kind of cool. And she started smiling more like my parents, who she sees pretty often. So
I was talking actually, like, last night, like, kind of on that point, I was saying how, you know, when she was like an infant or like a newborn, it was like, there was, like, a few times where she'd be getting upset and, like, be crying a ton and we didn't know it was wrong. And, like, I was, like, taking care of her at the moment. And, like, I would get frustrated with her, which I think I've talked about. Like, there were, like, a couple times where I was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is, sucks. And it's, like, now, even though, like, it's not a lot yet, like, but now that she's had, like, a little bit of a personality develop and, like, she does smile and stuff, I, like, don't feel myself getting overwhelmed or, like, frustrated with her anymore. Like, it's just... So, like, I'm just saying it gets a lot easier once they start having a personality and, like, smiling at you and stuff a little bit. And it's just hard when they're a newborn because it's, like, you're giving everything and, like, you don't get even, like, a little smile back out of them, but it gets better.
And we're by no means ready to have another baby, but we did kind of talk about the fact that, like, now that we've had a baby, I feel like maybe for the dad the second time around, they might feel that bond a little bit more instantly, just because like they've seen how the baby develops and like what they know kind of what to expect as far as like the connection with the baby. Because like, you know, the moms, it's more natural to feel that intense like connection when they're first born. But we talked about how it could be like Skylar could see maybe the connection with the second baby being a little bit quicker. Just because she's already a dad now.
I just already know that she's been so good that when we have a second baby, it's going to be like a demon baby.
Mm-hmm. It's either that or I'm just convincing myself that I have the magic touch and that all of our babies are going to be angels. So
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. But I think like as far as the rest of the week, she's been just like pretty chill. And then we did have our first date night away from her last night, which was fine. We've only left her one time before this, and that was to go see a movie like in the middle of the afternoon. So like it really wasn't that that deep. But last night we had our first date night because we celebrated Valentine's Day a day late because we are in the restaurant business and we were open for Valentine's Day on a Friday night. So we went out last night, Saturday, and it was pretty fun. We took her to my parents' house at about 5, just because we wanted to kind of not interrupt her nap time, and she was due to go down for a nap around 5:30. So we took her over there at 5, and we didn't actually go out until closer to 7 because there was like tornadoes and stuff here. Like, not really tornadoes, but like a tornado warning and stuff. So we kind of just waited. Skylar didn't even leave work till like closer to 6:45. He got home and then we went. And the place we went to had like charcuterie boards and stuff that you could buy in advance for like Valentine's Day and chocolate covered strawberries. And so we were still going to go because we'd already paid for it and we wanted to get there.
We're literally driving there with like tornado sirens going off. Yeah. Like, we're going to get our charcuterie.
Yeah. Well, we get there and we were the only people in the whole coffee shop. So we sat there, ate those, and then we walked over to like the new pizza place that they have in town, which that's what we've done this week. They opened a new pizza place here and it is literally so good. We've been twice already this week since they've opened. But they have like good pizza and appetizers and they brew their own beer, which is like a big plus for us. So we walked over there and had some appetizers and a beer. And then we decided that, you know, we had felt fulfilled from our date. It was like an hour and a half to 2 hours in. And then we were just like, well, if we leave now, we won't mess up like Gemma's bedtime, because my parents were willing to watch her till closer to like 11 o'clock. But like, then we'd have to like let them put her down and she probably wouldn't go down very well without like her, you know, crib and her white noise and her swaddle and all that. So, and then we were gonna have to wake her up and drive her home and then put her back down. And I was afraid her sleep would get kind of messed up. So we decided just to go get her and get her home before her bedtime, which worked out really well. She was in bed around 10 o'clock and then we were able to just like enjoy the rest of the night. Cause we stayed up pretty late last night, like 1 a.m. So it was a good night and it felt good to kind of like have a break, not like from her, but just like a break where you can kind of like turn your brain off from like that aspect of that. Like, I think Skylar can probably say that he gets to do that during the day when he's at work. Like, he doesn't have to think about what she's doing or like, you know, when her next feeding is. But it's like, for me, it's like I have to think about that basically 24/7. So it's kind of nice to like not have to think about that.
Yeah, it was a fun little time. Plus, it's like we've gone out with her a couple times with us, and it's usually fine. Like, it's never been a problem. But it is like, it still is like a little, like, kind of with the thinking about it 24/7. It's like when you go out with her, you still like can't, like, you can enjoy yourself, but you still have her there. And it's like if she starts to get fussy or something like that, like, you gotta take your attention away from eating or whatever you're doing and still like do stuff for her. So
yeah, so we actually took her to that pizza place earlier this week with us, and we kind of timed it to where we fed her before we went, and then we figured she would nap the whole time we were there, which would have worked out really well. But we literally went on their opening day, and so it was like we were there a long time. Like, I think we got our table, we waited a while for a server, then waited a while for appetizers, and then waited a while to order our pizzas, and then we had to wait like almost an hour and 15 minutes for our pizzas, which I'm not complaining. They were slammed packed, like, so it made sense, and it was literally their first day, so like we weren't upset, but like we just knew that Gemma was like, you know, kind of gonna tap out at some point because she had been asleep like a good girl for like the whole most of the time we were there. And then as soon as like our pizzas came out, I was like, she's gonna like get mad, because we had been there at that point like at that point, we had been there like 2 hours, and it was coming up to be time to feed her again. And so, of course, right when our food got there is when she started getting kind of fussy, and we had to make her a bottle, and we were passing her across the table, like, taking turns feeding her so we could eat. But it was still fun. We had a good time, and she honestly was really good out, and all the servers and, like, the wait staff and stuff were coming over and saying how cute she was. And it was funny because the one day I don't dress her up super girly. I had her in, like, a black shirt and, like, tan pants, like, and it had flowers on the shirt, but you couldn't see them because the way her car seat straps were on. People just kept saying, oh, is it a boy or a girl? And I was like, of course, the one time I dress her like gender neutral is when like people were out around a bunch of people. And I will say, I kind of wanted to touch on this earlier when Skylar was talking about like his hairdresser and like, you know, kind of keeping up with him the whole time. He was like, I was pregnant. But there's people, we live in a small town. And so there's people that like I saw a lot before I was pregnant and a lot during pregnancy and then a lot after. And it's funny how like sometimes I'll be in public and I'll see someone who saw me either a lot or some while I was pregnant. And it's like, they just look at me and they're like, you can tell they're like looking at me kind of like processing in their heads. Like, oh, she had the baby. Like she's not pregnant anymore. Cause I definitely get that look from people like out in public. Like last night we were at the pizza place and there was a couple that I've waited on a few times at work. And then I also like knew them before I was pregnant, but like just as a customer. So I don't really have like any personal relationship with them, but they saw me out and like not with the baby. And they were just kind of like looking at me up and down like, okay, she definitely is not pregnant. So like, that's interesting. But I do feel like people notice and like pay attention to that stuff. And then some people are like at work this week were like, ooh, tell me what you did because the snapback is crazy. And I'm like, didn't do anything. didn't work out. Have not worked out at all since I got cleared to work out. Mainly because so the bungee studio I used to go to and teach at is closed now. And they were what I did for my workout primarily before I got pregnant. So now I'm kind of just bummed out because I can't go back to that. And then also like, I lost all of my muscle because I didn't maintain working out while I was pregnant. So I feel super out of shape, even though technically I weigh less than even before I was pregnant. It's because I've lost all my muscle mass. So I have not felt motivated to go to the gym. So if you have any tips.
Also, the only time that she probably would be able to go is like early as hell in the morning.
Yeah, and you know, I just really have to reach some new level of motivation.
Which I know even I like. I mean, I go to the gym like twice a week. I should probably go more, but right now, just with my schedule, twice is the easiest, and I'm not a morning workout person. Like, I cannot get up and go work out.
But I take care of her all day, and then I'm with her when Skylar, before Skylar gets home, and then once Skylar gets home, it's pretty much time to do dinner and, like, a bedtime routine. So the only times I could go would be if Skylar was literally willing to do the entire bedtime routine by himself, and I went in the evening, or I got up at 6 o'clock and got home by 7. Like, that's the only thing that would work, so I just, maybe I'll get there one day, but I'm just not right now. But yeah, people have noticed my body is obviously different. And honestly, like, I don't care. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Like, I have stretch marks and my stomach is a little bit more loose than it was before, I guess I would say. Because it's not really, like, bigger than it was. It's just not as tight and, like, as firm. Like, it's more, I don't know, flabby, but like that sounds bad, but it's not really like hanging down anything weird. It's just like I said, the skin and the muscles just looser. So it is what it is. But other than that, I haven't really had any major postpartum body changes. I mean, I don't know. I think the stretch marks are there forever, which it sucks because I literally didn't get the stretch marks until 2 days before I had her. So she would have just come 3 days early. I probably wouldn't have got stretch marks, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, so I think that's pretty much all we have for this episode. It was kind of a shorter one, but we will hopefully get some new updates for next time. Gemma will be 10 weeks old at that point, and honestly, every week is different, so we might have
I think right now, too, it's like not even her like amount that she's eating and like amount she's sleeping is still has like been pretty consistent
it's
now for like 3 or 4 weeks. So
it's been
like
the same. She's been sleeping the same since 3 weeks old. So that's been like the last 6 weeks have been the same. And we didn't up her bottle until like 5 weeks old, but that's still like 4 weeks ago. So like,
yeah, so
I don't know. I think she might be kind of on the verge of like wanting more to drink, like as far as like maybe doing 6 ounces instead of 5. But at the same time, there's still the occasional bottle that she doesn't even drink the full 5 ounces. Like this morning, she only drank 4. So we'll see. But
well, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
And we hope you all had a great Valentine's Day. Bye.
Bye.